Talk Live, 800-259-5791, Wednesday night edition of the show. We do it six nights a week. You can join us for every single moment, Monday through Saturday from 8 to 10 o'clock at night Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And if you miss a moment of the show, don't worry. We got them archived for you. As a matter of fact, we have the last 8 months of the show fully archived, described right there. Front page of the website. Go get them for free at freetalklive.com. Again, that is freetalklive.com.
And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. So for more information about the Free State Project, you ought to call 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or you can log on at freestateproject.org.
That's right, freestateproject.org. So we got lots to talk about tonight. Manwich, your voice is in a little bit of trouble.
My throat's in bad shape tonight.
You sound all right.
I won't be talking much.
All right, so it's primarily going to be Jason and I this evening. And speaking of Jason, what do you got? Where are we starting?
We're not going too far. We're going to Tequesta, Florida. Hmm. Or Tequesta, Florida?
Probably Tequesta.
Yeah,
we'll just call it Redneckville from here on out.
Yeah, okay, that's fair enough. Well, there's an elderly woman who lives there. And she stands to lose everything she owns in a dispute with local officials because she believed it was her constitutional right to keep her yard the way she wanted it.
Mm. Oh, you mean she thought she could actually control the plants and the things that were on her property?
Yeah, she thought she really owned her property.
Silly old lady, what country do you think you live in? The free country or something?
Oh, jeez. Well, she decided not to cut her lawn. For a very long time, as a matter of fact, for 22 years.
That's a long time. It's not even a lawn anymore.
No, it's a forest. It's a forest. For 22 years, village officials say they pleaded with Hattie Siegel, aged 83, to clean up her yard because...
63 when she started.
Right. Right. And because in the words of Mayor Jim Humpage...
Only in Tequesta.
Yes. Over time, it had become so overgrown with vegetation, it had become an eyesore and a harbor for rats and snakes.
Yeah?
Well, she kept refusing. And because she said she was, quote, she was just too tired to deal with the dispute.
And she ain't going to get less tired as she gets older, that's for sure.
So it's not worth it. Well, the village took action. And for five years, officials levied a fine of $1,000 a day against her, hoping to convince her to comply
for
with the
5 years.
Yeah, for 5 years. They wanted her to comply with the village codes requiring a better kept lawn.
That's only $200,000? No, more than that. Wait a minute.
Just you wait, buddy.
That's $2 million, me.
Well, this went on for a while, and they decided to collect. And the amount that they had, $1.8 million.
Right.
So, they took her to court seeking judgment in November 2004, and the circuit judge issued a ruling of foreclosure.
Did she go?
I would imagine she would. They issued a ruling of foreclosure against her property and assets to satisfy the fine.
Jeez.
Yeah. That's crazy.
And then, the village then sold the judgment to Silver Fidelity Trust for $300,000.
Wait a minute. Wait. They sold the judgment.
They took all of her assets.
No. They didn't take her assets.
They judged
against
her
judgment.
Assets.
Right.
They got the judgment.
They said, okay, now we own everything that you used to own, right?
Even though you got it all.
Right.
And then they sold the deal to the collections agency. The collections agency paid them $300,000. So the city ended up, or the town or whatever, ended up with $300,000. And now the collections agency's job is to get their stuff that they now own because the government stole it from the old lady. And then they sold the assets to
you
the collections agency.
Correct. And this woman was worth well over the amount listed here. She had several properties.
Okay.
And all of them are taken, save for one, which was homesteaded and couldn't be taken.
Huh. Wow. The one that she didn't mow the lawn on?
Right. and here are some comments of trying to justify his position, Mr. Jim Humpage.
Boy, I can just keep on laughing.
Yeah, that's funny.
You keep on saying it. Keep on laughing at it.
Well, here are his comments. Well, when we did intervene at one point, we took out 7 dump trucks of vegetation. I feel badly for Mrs. Siegel, but in the same breath, do I just ignore the 7,000 other residents of the village of Tequesta? And if I do,
If this was to escalate into other properties, where does one draw the line?
What would happen if everybody decided not to mow their lawn? If freedom broke out all over Tequesta?
Right. Mr. Humpage, that would never happen.
Well, I want to point out that I don't want that sort of freedom to break out everywhere. I mean, he is right. It does attract rats and snakes, and I don't want to live next door to somebody that has a lot of rats and snakes on their property, because it's inevitably not going to be good for my property. So I certainly understand that. However, that's a risk I'm willing to take in order to have control, full control over my property. And, you know, kind of an interesting, I guess, thought experiment would be, what would you do if you were the next door neighbor of this old lady?
I've had this situation happen, and I know precisely what I would do.
As do I. Go ahead,
Nick. I had a neighbor who, and I've told this story before, who was an auto body guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he did auto body work on his front driveway. His driveway wasn't even nice. It wasn't even a driveway. It was just gravel.
Right.
Little pieces of rocks.
Right.
And, you know, short one. Not like a long gravel driveway or anything. And so he had just rotting hulks of cars out there. Some that didn't run for months on end. And I knew that it was going to affect the sale of my house because I decided, I'm leaving here. I'm tired of this guy who doesn't even have indoor plumbing next door to me and his rotting cars. I'm out of here. And I said, hey, man. I think I gave him $100. I think it was $100. Can you get all these cars out of here? If I give you $100, will you get all these cars out of here and keep them out for a month? He's like, sure.
So then you came up with a solution.
Yeah.
And so
pretty easy.
Stuck a for sale sign out front, and we sold that house inside of 2 weeks. And
maybe I'm just being a little bit paranoid about this whole rats idea, because let's change venues here. Let's go from Tequesta, Florida, where you've got an old lady with a rat haven for a house, to New York City, where there's not much for vegetation, but in cities they have plenty of problems with rats.
Sure.
So you don't necessarily need to have vegetation for rats to live in. So I don't know if that's even that big of a risk necessarily. Well, I wonder about that.
Oh, yeah. No, definitely.
It is. Okay. Snakes I could see, sure.
Sure. No, Now let's say you live, or I live rather, next to Miss Hattie Siegel, the woman who's the subject of this article. What I would do: get a female cat, get her knocked up, and then litter of kittens comes, breed them to be killers.
You know, there's a little poem about that.
Is there?
Yeah, there once was a lady who swallowed a fly. I don't know why she called it swallowed a fly. Pretty soon, you got cows running everywhere. Cows are chasing horses. Have you not heard this?
But, it's been a long time.
Yeah, it has. But
it's a nursery rhyme.
I mean, if this lady doesn't mind rats and snakes in her yard, she's not going to mind a few killer cats walking around.
Right, yeah.
That would take that. And then you just walk over and say, all right, there aren't any more snakes or rats. Or probably not too many. I'll give you how about you give me X amount of money and I'll hack down this this rainforest in your front yard.
You know, I'm sure you could have made an arrangement with a little old lady after the first year. You're like, wow, she's really not going to mow that.
Right. Yeah.
Well, I wonder what her neighbors have to say about it.
I mean, it's been going on for 22 years.
Yeah.
They can't mind too much.
Right. Anyway, 800-259-5791. You could take control of the show and bring up anything, whether it be a political issue, personal problem. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Richard in Melbourne, Australia. Richard, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Hello.
G'day, guys. How are you?
G'day.
Hey, quite well.
I just wanted to call up. You had a few people talk about the fair tax, and you'd made some comments about how it's just basically like a goods and services tax, and just wanted to tell you our experience over here. We were advertised this, you know, wonderful 10% goods and services tax, and, you know, of course it was going to fix everything. It was going to be blanket.
When did they start the 10% sales tax? How long ago was that for Australia?
This is probably about 3 years ago.
Okay, and I want to explore this a little bit more, because this is territory that you guys have been experiencing now for 3 years, and people are just starting to talk about it here in the States. So if you can hang on, 800-259-5791, 1-800-259-5791, fair tax or whatever's on your mind. It is your show, Free Talk Live.
Attention drivers. Poor fuel quality is on its way to your local gas station. Due to fuel shortages, the EPA has relaxed environmental standards. On top of that, fuel refiners have reduced detergents in fuel by 50% over the last 5 years. Poor fuel restricts injectors and deposits build up in your car's combustion chambers. What does this mean for your vehicle? Poor mileage and reduced performance in a time of record fuel prices. There is an answer. Protect a complete fuel system treatment cleans injectors and combustion chambers to 95% of new and only one tank full. plus a special mileage improver designed and fleet tested by a major oil company to improve mileage even on new cars by up to 4%. The mileage improvement lasts for an entire oil change, so quit wasting unburned fuel and get more when you treat your car right with Protecta. Go to www.sfrcorp.com for a free shipping offer. That's sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
When it comes to the holidays, make all your family and friends' wishes bright with a bouquet from 1-800-Flowers.com. At 1-800-Flowers.com, you get a choice of beautiful flowers fresh from their growers, or festive bouquets from their expert designers, like the exclusive Waterford Present Bouquet and a keepsake ceramic Waterford gift box. Order today and get same-day delivery. Just call, click, or come in to any one of our 1-800-Flowers stores and use code FTL for a special savings. 1-800-Flowers.com, your florist of choice.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call LaseMed at 702-953-0267 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. We've got updates. If you want to be clued in to the latest about the show, you'll get them in your email box, the updates at updates.freetalklive.com. If you go sign up, it is, of course, completely free. Updates.freetalklive.com. We go back to the phones, back to Richard in Melbourne, Australia. Richard, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Okay, so what I was saying was that with the GST that was introduced and was just going to be a flat 10%.
That's general sales tax is what that says.
Yeah, goods and services tax.
Oh, excuse me. My bad. It's an Australian thing. It started 3 years ago. And what was the sale? What was the sell from the Australian politicians on this?
Oh, the pitch was that it was going to stop the black cash markets. It was going to be fairer for everybody else because the people who were actually using the goods and the services would be the ones that were paying. It was going to give them, you know, extra money, and the world was going to be a fantastic place. And also, too, the other thing was that we've got a whole raft of bank taxes and sales taxes at state levels.
Oh.
And part of the deal was that the states would magically remove all these taxes within, you know, a two-year time frame.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so you can probably guess what's coming up next.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened was the thing got in. Of course, it went into the Senate, who decided, well, we can't tax it on education, we can't tax raw products. So then there was a whole raft of exceptions came out that complicated it. The state governments came out and they said, well, look, we'll get rid of these taxes, but look, we can't stick to the original time frame that we agreed on. And
yeah, we'll get rid of it 10 years down the line, right?
Yeah, and just recently they've come out and they said, look, you know, we're not actually getting enough money in from this. We're just going to have to keep a few of these taxes on, and once a quarter everybody collects money for the Australian Tax Office and has a whinge about it, hasn't stopped the like chippies and all that doing their little cashy jobs.
So so no taxes have been reduced, and you're saying that the under-the-table cash jobs haven't gone away. And I hope all you Fairtax fans are listening very closely to this, because this is real life. This is not
a
fantasy.
This is what happens.
Yeah, this is exactly what happens. And it's exactly what we're predicting will happen in this country. And if you think that our American politicians are just more honorable and better than the Australian politicians, you're out of your flipping mind.
Yeah, not going to happen.
Right. Now, do you guys also have an income tax there, Richard?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
so great. So now you have all of the tax. You got your property tax, you got your income tax, and you've got a national sales tax loaded up on top of the local sales taxes.
That's exactly right. So
wow.
Yeah, we've got them all. So for the people who are in there and reckon that the fair tax is going to be a good thing,
but they're feeding all the hungry, aren't they? They're feeding all of the poor. They're keeping all of the old people taken care of, right? I mean, there's no more problems with any of that, is there?
Oh, look, they magically solved it. It came in and suddenly it all disappeared. It was a miracle.
Wow. Great call, Richard. We really appreciate the insight, man. And best of luck getting the hell out of there.
Thanks, guys.
If I could stand that. We hope to see you in New Hampshire someday. 800-259-5791. I mean, do we even have to ever say anything about the fair tax again on this show? Maybe we should just pull that clip and cut that clip out of Richard and just have that ready to go anytime somebody wants to bring up the fair tax and how, well, haven't you read the fair tax? It's perfect. Haven't you read it? It's a step in the right direction.
Well, I guess no one will really question his authenticity.
That guy's not from Australia. Yeah, great, great call. And it's, you know what? It's so legitimate. I mean, they're there. They've been there. They've had the promises. They've had the perfect plan. Oh, yeah, sure, we're going to get rid of that sales tax. Just give us a couple years.
Oh, yeah, and now they're seeing how terribly egregious it was to pass the most unfair of taxes.
Right, so now everybody in Australia is more impoverished as a result of this new tax. And I presume all of the states in Australia already had a sales tax, but if there was a state that didn't have one, like here in the United States, there are a few states that still don't have a sales tax, like New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
That would essentially turn all of those New Hampshire businesses into slaves for the government.
Mm.
I mean, they're already slaves for the government to some extent in that most of them withhold money for the IRS. I mean, they're doing all that work.
The fair tax does propose giving money to, like, a small cutback to the business for collecting the taxes.
Well, the fair tax proposes giving money back to everybody. Remember, we had somebody call in that said that they want to cut a check to every single American for a cost of living kind of expense, that way so the poor people can get some of their sales tax refunded. So that way, if the fair tax were to pass here, everybody would turn into a welfare queen in America.
This is how it didn't start that way, you can believe it. But everybody comes along and says, you know, I know what could make this perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the politicians are going to do.
Right.
Now you got this big convoluted mess. Once the politicians get a hold of it, it's going to be no less complicated than our current income tax.
Yeah. And we're not going to get rid of the income tax. You're fooling yourself if you really believe that's going to happen.
I mean, simply put, I don't understand why we would want to be taxed so we can get refunds. Why not just not tax us in the first place?
What I don't understand is how anybody can call themselves a small government or call themselves a libertarian and support another tax. I know they think the income tax is going to go away, but they obviously haven't paid attention to politics ever in their entire life, because otherwise they would know that it would turn into a political football and modified like crazy.
And they would have known that the income tax should have gone away a few years after it was implemented.
Yeah.
How about that?
Why is it that you believe so so much in these politicians when time and time again they prove that they are just a bunch of lying scumbags? Why is it that you think that all of a sudden the guy that wrote this new fair tax idea, he's cool, he's a good guy, but all the rest of them, not too sure about that, but we're going to still turn it over to them because, boy, it sure would be great to have a sales tax instead of an income tax, and yes, I really just want to live in my fantasy land here that government's actually going to operate in the way that I think it will. It's craziness. Let's go to Dead Meat in Sarasota. Dead Meat, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Gentlemen, what's shaking?
Hey, another bacon. Night in paradise. What's on your mind?
Well, I just figured I'd check in. I haven't done it in a while. And express my dislike of taxes also.
Yeah.
I mean, every week I get $400 taken out of my paycheck for taxes alone.
Oh, my God.
Security and all that other crap.
You make a lot of money, Dead Meat.
Yeah.
Well, that brown package delivery business is doing pretty well, huh?
Yes, it is, especially during Christmas. I'm actually on the road right now on my way in.
Whoa, that's incredible. It's 8:30 at night here.
We're actually now running 14-hour days.
Ooh, that is rough. Is that only Christmas season? I mean, at what point does it die down after Christmas? Are there like a lot of returns that go after Christmas is over?
There are. I mean, you know, once the New Year's hits, you know, everybody's going to start dropping down a little bit, but it's still going to stay a little busy for a little while.
Do you guys ever get tips or any little perks from your clients that you deliver to?
You know what? Actually, some of them we do.
Yeah.
You know, some residentials we go to, they'll slide you a few dollars every now and then.
Wow, that's cool.
You know,
do you ever get a real special tip? You ever get a special tip from any of the ladies?
Like the husband's out of town?
Yeah.
I pulled up to this lady's house one day, and I tried to make a joke with her. And, you know, after the joke was over and everything, she said to me, so you want to come in? Now, mind you, this woman's about 300 pounds and had a shirt that said, I'm a sexy woman on it.
Talk to you later. Free Talk Live. More coming back. You take control of the show.
Welcome to RealityZone.com. My name is G. Edward Griffin. When I wrote The Creature from Jekyll Island, A Second Look at the Federal Reserve, I said, we must create an entirely new money supply which is 100% backed by precious metals, and we must do this within a reasonably short period of time. I'm now pleased to inform you that the Liberty Dollar Organization has done precisely that. The Liberty Dollar is 100% backed and redeemable in gold and silver. So, if you want to make money and protect your purchasing power, I encourage you to visit the Liberty Dollar at www.libertydollar.org or call 888-421-6181 to find out about getting a free copy of The Creature from Jekyll Island. That's www.libertydollar.org or call toll-free 888-421-6181.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Carcinic Minute. Gargoyles, dragons, and Bigfoot all send shivers up your spine. But Hemi's a monster that really strikes horror in the hearts of men. Now don't be afraid, because when I return, I'll leash the Hemi beast.
Bobby Likas here with car killer number 7 on my 10 most wanted list. What causes your engine to overheat? Usually it's corrosion and buildup in the cooling system. A BG cooling system service flushes that murky, discolored fluid, replacing it with premium coolant and conditioner. And it comes with a free protection plan. Remember, not all scheduled maintenance is the same, so go to bgfindashop.com to find a BG cooling system service now.
BG.
The monster Hemi, whose mere sound makes mortals whimper, first purred in 1948 as a six-cylinder engine developed by Harry Westlake for Jaguar. In 1964, Hemis rose to kings of the jungle at the Daytona 500, taking first, second, and third places. And today, these automotive Hellcats top 400 horsepower. But what does Hemi mean?
Hemi is short for hemispherical, which represents the half-sphere architecture of the engine's combustion chamber. Unlike the typical wedge-shaped design, Hemi's rounded dome allows for increased airflow, which means colossal horsepower. Perfect! I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can take control of the airwaves. 800-259-5791. Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
That's 1-800-259-5791. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have live streams. Broadband version of the show is there, as well as a dial-up version. So two sizes to fit everybody that's on the Internet for free. freetalklive.com. So listen live online if you'd like. Again, freetalklive.com. Last night, we had the most paranoid caller of all time. I really believe, I don't think that we've ever had somebody more paranoid than this. And it wasn't actually one of the conspiracy theorist people, and those guys are pretty paranoid. This guy, he was, I think he was kind of the socialist realm, and he called in from the Northwest, I think it was in Oregon.
Big surprise.
He thought that if we went to a free market system, if tomorrow the government disappeared and all there was the free market remaining, he was concerned that there was going to be some evil rich man that was going to purchase a plot of land and enslave all of the people on it. And we kind of...
kidnap them, too.
Right.
Oh, wow.
Right. Somehow this evil man was, you know, we kind of had to follow him on this. We kind of played into his fantasy just to try to understand exactly
right.
What it was that he was saying and how it... I mean, it's totally impossible. If this were to happen in real life, it would mean that this rich, evil man would have to purchase the property and immediately, within an hour's time, erect barriers around the outside to prevent people from leaving his little area of tyranny. So this guy was concerned that this evil person, was going to take over all the stores and all of the houses. And we've had some interesting responses here via the email box, and I want to get to them. This one from Michael. First, the positive response on our side, and then there's actually somebody that sort of with the paranoid guy.
Great.
Wow.
So you can email the show, ftl@freetalklive.com. He says, what Jeff is talking about with the rich person who buys everything and keeps people there, it's not free market capitalism, but feudalism. People who live on the land of a really rich person who makes all the rules is not capitalism. It's feudalism. He's thinking about serfs living on the land of feudal lords. It only works when people are tied to the land as slaves. Paranoid from Jeff from Oregon is just another socialist flake from the Pacific Northwest. People who hate the government on the drug war, but love it when it steals money for their kooky hippie dreams. From Mike. I think he's pretty much right there. I mean,
well
how
said,
do you feel about that? Feudalism. Because if you can't leave, then it's not a free market. Because in the free market, you have to make people happy in order to get what you want. If you were to buy up an entire town and take over, we didn't really have a chance to delve into this too much, but if you really were successful, and he actually claimed that there was an entire town for sale in Oregon, if you could buy that town up and you wanted to create your businesses, you wouldn't you'd refuse service to black people and gay people. Let's say you were just a real jerk, all right? You're a real exclusive kind of a person. You only wanted to deal with white men, okay? You're going to have a tough time making any money. In fact, if you're abusing people and you're enslaving people and all around you is freedom, all around you is liberty, and you've got this plot of land that you're living on with all of your serfs and all of your slaves, who's going to want to do business with you? Who's going to sell you food? How are you going to supply your land? How are you going to take care of things? I mean, then he claimed, well, they'll grow their own food. Well, who's going to sell you the equipment to grow your own food with?
The Klan?
Yeah. Who's going to sell you the shovels? I mean, it was just so absolutely ludicrous, but yet some people are with him. And according to a different Mike, this one emails us. He says, okay, I just happened to catch this last call you had, Jeff, about his theory about how somebody buying up a bunch of property and imposing their own rules. And this isn't written very well, by the way. Example was a person buying a town in what-if scenario. It may sound like something that can't happen, but it is in the works right now. You live in a big city, I'm guessing, so you don't have this problem. By the way, no, we don't live in a big city.
We live in a small city.
Yes. Yep. But in small towns, it exists. Not in all small towns, but some, and I grew up in one. You just came back on the air and you said it's impossible. So ignorant! Anyway, the town that I lived in put their rule over what could happen, what businesses could be started, and which ones could work. It also has control of what's broadcast on cable TV as well, and only has one phone company that's also owned by the same person who owns the cable TV service.
Sounds like every other town, except for the one person owning it.
Right. Yeah. I have first-hand accounts of people not being able to build things on their own property because they were told it wasn't allowed.
That's every town.
Yeah. Now, there are still people...
I can't put a windmill on my property. There you go.
Now, there are still people living in that town. My mother lives there still, and no one has shot anyone yet, so I think that pretty much blows your idea out of the water. No, it doesn't, Mike. What he's referring to is that I said that if somebody was being tyrannical, if somebody purchased a plot of land and started being a tyrant on this plot of land to the people that happened for some reason to stay on it, for what reason, we don't know why they would stay on it, but we're presuming they're staying on it, and he's tyrannical to them. The difference between that and what's happening today is he's just one guy. Today, as Manwich is pointing out here, we have tyrants, petty tyrants, in charge of governments all across the country. Whether it be zoning regulations or the mandated cable company that you can't go and choose a competitor from, it's all controlled by the state. The government already does all of those things that he just mentioned. It's all over the place.
Yeah. And he mentioned that he grew up there, but he doesn't live there now.
Right, he left.
So shut the hell up, Michael.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's what else he has to say. Oh, one other thing, the Walmart thing he also brought up. How can you say what he said about Walmart not being true? Walmart loves small towns because it takes over all the smaller businesses. There was one built not too far from me, and in only a few years it forced the main store people shopped at to go out of business. Oh, they forced them to go out of business? Oh, really, Michael? Did they come over there one day with their Walmart gang of thugs and point guns at the
they
business owner?
They all had
owner?
Blue vests on, smiley faces.
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, what's going on?
Did they come over there and, beat the employees to death and just literally kill some customers in the store in order to scare off all the business? I mean, how is it that they forced them out of business? Now, okay, to be fair, yes, Walmart is not a perfect company. There are a lot of things they do that I disagree with. They're a big company, and since they're a big company, they have the ability to lobby and influence the state. So, yes, Walmart certainly has done some unscrupulous things, no doubt about it. But, to be fair, Walmart's had some unscrupulous things done to it by the state. So Walmart's just trying to stay above water. They're just trying to do what they need to do to keep operating their business. And sometimes that means they need to use the state. Sometimes it means the state gets used against them. It's a sick, sick process. That's why we need to get rid of the state and get the state out of people's businesses. Because if there was no state involvement with Walmart, if Walmart couldn't come and take your property, Jason, and just steal your property from out underneath you and build a store there, then they'd actually have to, and of course they'd be using the government to do this. If they couldn't use the government to do that, then they'd actually have to come to you and say, Jason, we really, really want your property. What's it worth to you? And you'd name your price.
And then they would give me that price.
Or they wouldn't.
Right.
But they couldn't take your property. Businesses in a free market can't just go and do, they just can't go and take things from people without having the power of the government to back them up. So Michael just doesn't seem to understand that. He seems to think that these big bad businesses just come in and force others out of business.
I got a little article that speaks to that, if you'd like to hear it. After
yeah, absolutely. What, businesses being forced out of business by other big companies?
No, actually a business that couldn't get the city to do what it wanted to and tried to buy property from people, and it didn't work out, so they weren't able to build the building.
More coming back. Free Talk Live, take control of the show.
Do you desire to increase your energy levels and relieve your pain and stress without chemicals, drugs, or expensive supplements? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieves pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. For those unique, one-of-a-kind holiday items, click on trivortex.com to give those special gifts that will improve health and well-being, as well as amaze and astound. This is Brian David Anderson, researcher and inventor of the Trivortex technology products, wishing you and yours a joyous holiday season.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Would you like to own a computer? Would you like to upgrade to a newer, more up-to-date computer? Do you have no credit, limited credit, bad credit, or even a past bankruptcy that is preventing you from owning the computer you want? There is a solution. At FinanceMyPC.com, you are accepted are the words you will hear when applying for the computer you have been looking for. FinanceMyPC.com offers the latest and greatest laptop and desktop computers available on the market. With new name brand computers such as Dell, Gateway, and Hewlett-Packard, you can rest assured you are getting the best computer money can buy. At FinanceMyPC.com, regardless of your credit history, you can begin to reestablish your credit while enjoying the computer you deserve. Having a computer is a right that everyone deserves, even good people with bad credit. For a limited time, you will receive a free digital camera when you log on to FinanceMyPC.com and place your order. Call them today, 1-800-829-9017. That's 1-800-829-9017. Or simply log on to FinanceMyPC.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. That's toll-free, 1-800-259-5791. Wednesday night show here till 10 o'clock Eastern. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. You can vote for the show. We're currently still the number 2 podcast in the world. Now, that's pretty good, considering that's out of over 10,000 different podcasts. But we'd prefer to be number 1, and we can be number 1 with your help. If you go to vote.freetalklive.com, that's vote.freetalklive.com. It's kind of how you can pay for our website, considering there's nothing that we charge for. At freetalklive.com, we give you the archives, we give you the Shrine of Female Listeners, we give you it all for free. Just go and vote for us, vote.freetalklive.com. All right, so we're in the middle here of this with this email from Mike, and he says, we're ignorant because Walmart, in his opinion, is going all over the state that he lives in, Minnesota, and they're building stores in small towns, and they're taking business away from the locally owned stores, and they're forced to close as a result of it. So Walmart's come in and they've just stolen their customers. They're taking their business. Well, these businesses have been there for a long time, and they must have a right to their customers. They must have a right to be able to operate in their... They have an entitlement to be able to operate and turn a profit. Huh? What? Is that what you're saying, Michael? Are you suggesting that these business owners shouldn't have to compete? Are you suggesting that they should be able to just live on in their happy little lives and never have to worry for one moment about any new competition coming into town?
Well, you can't really fault them for it because, I mean, that is the practice of the government and business, what with subsidies.
What do you mean?
Businesses aren't allowed to fail.
Well, no. Only politically connected businesses. There's plenty of businesses out there that fail, Jason.
Oh, sure.
Look at the restaurant industry.
Right. Oh, yeah. They all fail.
Right.
But, you know...
You have to know a politician.
Oh, yeah. Michael's looking at it from the stance that, well, if a business is big enough and, you know, if they have enough business, they ought to be in business. They have the right to be in business. No, it doesn't work out that way.
You don't have a right... It's just like politicians saying, well, third parties will steal the votes from us. You don't own the votes. You don't own your customers. You don't own the town that you are doing business in. In a free market, and again, Walmart and all these businesses are not operating in a free market, so we're just talking theory here. This is the way I think it would be, though. In a free market, you'd be able to come in and open up any business you wanted to. You could come in and compete with anybody in that town, providing you can buy the property, providing you could rent the store space. You could open up whatever competition you wanted to. And yeah, that's going to put the hurting on the existing hardware store if you come in and you open a hardware store across the street. Is it wrong for you to do that? Is it mean of you to do that to the hardware store owner? Hey, it's tough, man. That's what competition's all about. You deal with it.
It was probably really tough for other industries and businesses competing against Henry Ford when he introduced the assembly line.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. New technology that's making it easier to produce things?
What are we going to do?
That's a bad idea.
And what about the workers and their right to their jobs?
Right. Those workers that weren't on the assembly line had a right to those jobs.
You've got a right to nothing.
Luddites. That's what these people are, Luddites.
You only get what you work for. You only get what you break your back over. I mean, you have to work hard and smart in order to earn money. And if somebody comes into town with a new plan or a new product or something revolutionary, you either put up or you're going to get taken down. That's business. And it's dog eat dog. And, you know, you learn your lesson and you move on. Maybe you just weren't cut out for the hardware store business. You know, maybe you should go and try something different because you couldn't cut it. You couldn't compete with the person that came into town. Finally, Michael wraps up his email. He says, so quit being ignorant about what others have to say, and then maybe think about this stuff first before casting your criticism, because a lot of what these people have to say is correct, so they have problems getting it out the way they want to. Then when they can't translate into words what they're thinking, you don't think they know what they're talking about. Well, what about you, Michael? You had the time to sit here and write this email.
Poorly.
You had the time to sit here and you could have revised it as many times as you'd liked. It wasn't like we're on the phone with you, pressuring you, and you had to actually have a conversation with us. Why is it that you don't get it, Michael? Because it's clear that you don't get it. It's clear that what you have to say is incorrect. And Walmart didn't force that main general store out of business. They went out of business on their own. And I'm sorry, but that's just what happens. Manwich, what do you got for us?
These fellers here, Chris Brown and Mike Langton, partners in development here in Tampa Bay, have decided to scrap their plans to build Washington Place, a 14-story mixed-use luxury condo / office building at 200 South Washington Boulevard. In a statement released yesterday, Brown said, get ready for the sour grapes, factors such as rapidly increasing construction costs coupled with high real estate prices and sellers' inflated opinions on land values heavily influenced our decision.
Boo.
Issues like these, if not brought under control, have the potential for killing future development and will jeopardize many projects similar to our own.
No, the world's going to end if these people who own this property don't go ahead and sell it at the price that I think they should.
Well, look, pal, I know you don't like it, and I know your plan that you probably put a lot of money into failed.
It's a market failure, man, which this is why we need government regulation.
It's a market success. Sorry, that land belongs to that person. And if they want to be curmudgeon-y, if they want to be dumb as far as the price goes, it belongs to them.
That's right. They've got the location.
God bless them.
And you should be willing to pay through the nose.
And God bless America. Sorry, Mr. Langton. Sorry, Mr. Brown.
Hey, you know what? That's how business is, man. You don't get to just waltz into any old town and just take property. Only the government can do that, which is why we need to stop the state from using eminent domain. Because if the state wasn't involved, then Walmart wouldn't be able to steal people's property. These guys, thankfully, they didn't have any political connections. Otherwise, they would have called up their politician buddies and said, hey, this old man here at the corner of First and Washington, he's not selling us his property. We offered him $1 million.
Well,
what can you do?
You're my buddy, so it's probably for the public good.
Yeah, and then the guy will get an eviction notice. This is why it needs to stop. More coming back. Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Government is best which governs least. Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today. Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. That's toll-free. 1-800-259-5791. You can bring up anything, whether it be a political issue, personal problem, anything goes. It is your show. And we still got a whole other hour to go here, so plenty of time for your calls about anything.
When it comes to the holidays, make all your family and friends' wishes bright with a bouquet from 1-800-Flowers.com. At 1-800-Flowers.com, you'll get a choice of beautiful flowers fresh from their growers, or festive bouquets from their expert designers, like the exclusive Waterford Bouquet.
Or present. It's spelled the same.
Yeah, I'm not too worried about it. And a keepsake ceramic Waterford gift box. Order today and get same-day delivery. Just call, click, or come in to any of our 1-800-Flower stores and use code FTL for a special savings. 1-800-Flowers.com, your florist of choice.
Alrighty then, so we're going to get to an objection with libertarianism. And this is actually from some. I actually had this sitting in my email box for about half a year now.
Wow.
And somebody found the same article that the person had emailed to me about a half a year ago, and it's just, it's this huge exercise on why it is that libertarianism is bad and evil, and it's written by an obvious socialist. It's written by a college professor, actually, and he uses it in his college class, so that way he can indoctrinate all his college kids as to why libertarianism is bad and evil. So here is one of his claims. And again, this paper is so long, I had to just basically, I had one of our listeners just select a couple of the best claims. That way we could just focus on one of them. Claim number six. This is a libertarian claim that he's going to rebut. If you don't pay your taxes, men with guns will show up at your house, initiate force, and put you in jail.
True.
Yep. We've made that claim several times on this show. Well, according to the professor, this is not initiation of force. It is enforcement of contract. In this case, an explicit social contract.
That's right, because
yeah,
I signed that, baby.
Yeah,
remember
so did
you
I.
It? Yep. It was a great day when we graduated high school and we all lined up and signed our social contract.
Yeah. And it was explicit. It was so spelled out. I mean, they gave me pages and pages long.
Yeah, they gave us a free pen, too. It was sparkly.
Right.
Many libertarians make a big deal of men with guns enforcing laws, yet try to overlook the fact that men with guns are the basis of enforcement of any complete social system. Even libertarians...
Somehow our social system wasn't complete before we had police officers
right,
in this country.
Right, right.
By the way, police officers really aren't constitutional.
Right.
There weren't any real police officers.
There were peace officers.
There certainly were some, but it was relatively a new idea.
Sure. And there could still be peace officers if there weren't government police officers. There could be private security guards. That sole job it was to protect your property.
And I'm not proposing we do away with the police. I think that we've got something good going there.
I propose we replace the police with private security. But anyway, yeah, he doesn't address the social contract thing at all. He claims an explicit social contract. And I'd just like to throw it out there for any of you progressives or any of you socialists out there that believe in this mysterious social contract. I would like for you to send me a link to the contract on the internet because, I mean, the internet is so vast. It has so much information. Surely it must have the contract that we all signed at some point in our life. Maybe it was under some sort of a drug-induced haze where we don't all remember it. Maybe at some point during that high school senior year, they slipped you a roofie in the...
Certainly possible.
In your high school lunch tray. And
they did that every week, at least.
Because I'm sorry, I didn't sign it either. I don't know what you're talking about when you say this social contract. Hour number two is on the way, and I really would like for somebody to explain it to me. Honestly, where is this thing? 800-259-5791. Hour two coming up. It is Free Talk Live.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you a...